Our geoquiz today takes us to the coast of Croatia. This is the sound of what locals call the Morsko ogulje, that's Croatian for sea organ. A Croatian architect came up with the idea for this unique instrument, which is played by the waves. The sea organ sits in the port of the Croatian city that we're looking for today. The city's been around for centuries, and it's paid more than its fair share of dues. It suffered oppressive Venetian rule. It was severely damaged in World War II and the Balkan Wars of the early 1990s, but it has come back strong. And today, tourists flock here to see the city's architectural treasures. The answer, the home of the sea organ, is the Croatian city of Zadar. Aleksa Dvorsin tells us how this extraordinary instrument came about and what it means to the people of Zadar.
Nikola Bažić grew up on one of the 300 islands off the coast of Zadar. He was fascinated by the impact of the waves against the shore. Decades later, as an architect, he was commissioned to redesign Zadar's waterfront. It had been damaged in World War II. He decided he wanted to create an urban space that would somehow capture this impact of the waves against the shore. So he contacted his friend, an acoustics engineer by the name of Ivan Stamac. Mr. Stamac proposed laying a system of organ pipes under the water. The chords Stamac composed for the organ pipes are the same as those sung in klapa harmonies, which are unique to the Dalmatian coast. There are hundreds of people just sitting and listening to this music, looking out at the horizon.
This is beautiful. This is, it's a connection with life, water, you know, the sea, creating its own tones. That's free jazz.
Isn't that fantastic?
I love it. I've been here before. I always come here. I'm fascinated by this thing.
Oh, yeah.
It just shows that some people are in search of beauty, and some people are destroying this beautiful world. And we have to affirmate these people who work for the beauty.
Sometimes this music sounds like a giant set of panpipes. Some people have said it sounds like string basses gone scuba diving. And the wonderful thing about it is that it gets people to just stop and listen.
I can stay there for hours and hours just watching people and listening to this music and to have my own thoughts. That's it. Like some dreams. I feel great when I'm listening to this music.
This is Aleksa Dvorsin at the Sea Organ in Zadar, Croatia.